Morning.
Good morning.
Do you remember what we studied last week?
Waxing old.
I'd forgotten about that. Thank you. So I noticed Heather was up here cheating. She was looking over the Sunday school lesson while we were singing. I send that to her so she can be aware of words that she's not going to be able to sign. Thermodynamics, how are you going to do that? So I'm going to start with an error from last week. These are some examples of the second law, and there are hundreds, thousands. But Nat asked about this one. Water flows downward. The second law.
Second
law. No. He says, isn't that gravity? I go, no. Yes. Gravity.
You mean teach this class?
Yes. Go right ahead. By the way, I hear that the choir was told to smile and be happy. I am happy to teach this class. I enjoy it. I enjoy it a great deal. I am not your typical Sunday school teacher. If you haven't been in my class before, I'm not going to say, turn to 3 Thessalonians. I'm not going to do that, but I'll try to incorporate scriptures as much as I can. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him and for his pleasure. This week, Creation Series 34. And if you're keeping track, you add 7, the 7 days of 6 days of creation and resting. So actually, it's the 41st time I've taught this class. Amazing molecular molecules. You did that before, right? Part 2. And this is March 31st, 2024. I think I'm right. Encouraging the disciples. I'm going to start with a little bit of review. We have to talk about the cell. I am not a biologist. I'm a chemist. I have a chemistry degree. Took some biology in college. Of course, took some in high school. This is the generic version of the cell. All right, there's not one cell that looks like this. Different cells have different functions. There are hundreds of types of cells, but these are the 11 basic ones in humans: stem cells, bone cells, blood cells, muscle cells, fat cells, thank you, skin cells, nerve cells, endothelial cells, sex cells, pancreatic cells, and cell phones. No, cancer cells. Now, I wanted to clear something up. This is an actual video inside a cell. You think we can get a camera that small? You think we can get light in there? Everything I show you is an animation. All right? It's an animation based on the best scientific knowledge that we have. And I want to just show a short version of a longer video that I've shown before. And it turns out that sometimes I've got to go back and then forward again. Thank you. every time I watch that, I know a little bit more about what they're trying to illustrate with their animation. So as a teacher, I ask questions. You need to take notes or watch the video on sermon audio. Get ready for that test that's coming up at the end of the semester. How many cells does the average adult human have? And we'll make it multiple choice, easier to grade. 30 million cells, 30 billion cells, 30 trillion cells. I do have sound there. 30 trillion cells.
Over a billion, 300 million, trillion, trillion.
Or that, whatever that number is. Have you made a choice? A, B, C, or D? Pick a choice. Kids told me that when they took multiple tests for me, they would go like this. A, B, C, D. C hurts the most. C. Some of them would have scored better doing that than what they did. So, have you chosen? It is not 30 billion cells. It's not 30 million. It's not 30 trillion cells. Think about it. We do have some idea what trillion is, don't we? You know what the national debt is. This gentleman said if it could be demonstrated that any complex organ existed which could not possibly have been formed by numerous successive slight modifications, then my theory would absolutely break down. Charles Darwin. By the way, not only have evolutionists ignored that statement, they have doubled down and tripled down and quadrupled down on it and say, you are ignorant and stupid and not scientific if you don't believe that. That's what they say. This is an excellent site. I'm sure it catches people that are looking for evolution, but it's written from a creationist standpoint. Not only did they vastly underestimate the complexity of the cell, but it's probably vastly more complex even than we imagine today. And there's the reference. By the way, any of this stuff, you can email me. My email is with the church directory. I'll send you information, answer your questions, and so on, if you'd like that link. Which of these is considered a walking molecular motor? And you saw that in the video, didn't you? It's amazing. Kinesin, coenzyme, prokeds, thank you. Thank you very much. Mitochondria, have you made a choice? What do you think? It's not prokeds. How does this mind work? I don't know. Mitochondria, it's not the coenzyme, it's kinesin. Remember that, kinesin? Here's a slight review of kinesin. Materials need to be taken from one part of the cell to the other. And of course, materials need to be brought to the cell. And waste material needs to be taken away from the cell. That's not the purpose of what we're doing today. So this is a schematic of what a cell might look like. We need to be able to transport. We do have somebody in our church who does transportation. And so why waste that? You know, I took some time to make that a few weeks ago. So he does transport chemicals from one place to another. We're not going to watch the entire video. It's too long.
Known as the workhorses of the cell, kinesins have two...
And I think that might be the second law of thermodynamics working.
Known as the workhorses of the cell, kinesins have 2 feet, or globular heads, that literally walk 1 foot over another along the microtubule, pulling their cargo to its destination. Each foot possesses 2 special locations, called binding sites, that interact with other molecules. One site attaches to the microtubule, and the other binds with ATP, the energy molecule of the cell. When 1 foot binds with ATP and uses its energy, the foot flips over, resulting in the walking motion. Each.
So Heather's got this down here on her screen. That's pretty cool. So 65 people in here. No, I don't think so. Closer to 90. 65 people in here times 30 trillion cells. Some of the smaller kids will not have that number of cells. And some of us larger adults will have more. Times hundreds of these in each cell. It's an unbelievable amount of kinesin that is working right now in this auditorium. That's just, to me, it's just like, wow, how can that be? So I want to talk about God of the Gaps versus time and chance. One of my favorite men, by the way, they're being held captive by the enemy, right? They're not our enemy. They're being held captive by the enemy at his will. Richard Dawkins, The God Delusion, Outgrowing God. This gentleman has become a multimillionaire based upon his hatred for Christianity and creation. What is this, the God of the Gaps? He says this, the God of the Gaps accusation in the end of science, he states, Dawkins critiques the intelligent design movement as largely a God of the Gaps mentality. Where one claims a designer if there is no scientific causal forces to be found. But Dawkins calls this being lazy and in the end leaves us ignorant in many areas. Being satisfied to say God did it and research the matter no further. By the way, kids found out because I had Fellowship of Christian Athletes at the final school that I was at, that I was a Christian. And so they would tend to do that on tests if they had an opportunity, right? God did it. And I'd say, no, I want an explanation for why the volcano erupts, not God did it. And I would count it wrong. I say, you give what the book tells us or what science teaches. The problem with those who are unaware to see evolution, I think it's that they don't have imaginations. You're being categorized as somebody that doesn't have imagination. By the way, he does not get away with everything that he says. There are gentlemen, men and women, who critique him. And here's an excellent book that you could read, Outgrowing Dawkins. God did it. They have no interest in anything. Creationists just babble that mantra. And I've been accused of that before. Not going to go into it, but it was with the Lafayette School Corporation. Actually, they do exactly what they accuse you of doing. You say God did it, and what do they say? Time and chance. And then they're good to go. Time and chance, I'll solve everything. Now, I kept this in here because you go to different websites and you'll see different amounts. Is it 30? Is it 40? Is it 50? We know it's tens of trillions of cells in the body. However, when I'm done watching the kinesin video, I have questions I'd like to ask and find out the answer to. Here are some of them. Where was the kinesin assembled? That was a complex molecule walking along, wasn't it? How was kinesin assembled? Does the kinesin fall apart after its journey? Does each kinesin have its own music? Thank you. That's from one of my students that I can't keep in contact with. Does kinesin operate the same in different cells? How does kinesin know where to take the bag? What's in the bag? From where does the material for the road comes? The microtubules. How is the road material transported to where it's going to build that road? Does the road fall apart when it's done transporting? What powers the kinesin? Every time I do something and find something else out, I have more and more questions. Do you? Oh, well, you're lazy. God did it. I'm good to go. By the way, I wrote myself a note. In preparing this lesson, I wanted to study motor neurons. Okay. This not to be confused with neutral morons. I'm glad these scientists weren't satisfied with God did it. Let's move on to something else. Here's 34 great scientists who were committed Christians by, the author is, the doc. Michael Faraday, highlighting him. I've studied him. Gregor Mendel, now being a chemist, I didn't study him that much. Isaac Newton, absolutely. You took a physics class and studied the laws of motion? Yes, I see a head nodding back there, and I see other people nodding. George Washington Carver. Blaise Pascal. If you studied any deep math, you've studied Pascal. Heisenberg. I'm kind of uncertain about what he taught. No one got that. He developed the uncertainty principle. Samuel Morse. Right? More 20th century scientists. I don't have time to talk about all those. I've studied many of them. Not all of them, but many of them I've studied. Thirty-five scientists, including Raymond Vahan Damadian. Of all the ones I checked on the list, he was the only YEC, young Earth creationist. Some of them, it didn't matter to them at the time. Medical practitioner and inventor who created the MRI. What's MRI mean? Magnetic resonance imaging. Do you know in the 70s they changed the name? It used to be called NMR. What, you're going to go get your NMR? Nuclear magnetic resonance? Do you see why they changed the name? Nuclear! Ah! The atheist creed. There is no God, and I hate him. So, of all these questions, this is the one I want to emphasize. What powers the Kinesin? What powers the Kinesin? That's the one I emphasize for the rest of the... What do you think powers all the activity in the cell? Electricity, natural gas, coal, oil, chemical forces, or God? By the way, I'm going to eliminate the last one because I don't want to use that as an answer, even though he is the underlying cause of everything that is here and everything we study in our minds. I like it when teachers ask questions like this. What do you think powers the cell? They can't count it wrong, can they? Or the question, discuss the effect of increasing the pressure on the equilibrium gas constant. So the kid sits back there, well, I really don't know what he's talking about, but I thought I would discuss it for a minute and then go on to the next question. Could they count that wrong? Technically, no, they couldn't. What powers the Kinesin? You ready for this? ATP. ATP. How many know what ATP is? One person. I hope when I ask that question next week, you all say, well, I know a little bit about it. By the way, Laurie and I do not go any place unless it's something we can spell, like YMCA, MCL. They took that down, didn't they? Adenosine triphosphate. Uh-oh, here we go. Time to switch off. Because we're going to talk about chemistry. ATP, ADP. ATP drives metabolic reactions that would not occur automatically. ATP does mechanical work such as moving muscles. ATP transport needed substances across the membranes. You say, I thought that was kinesin. What is the fuel that kinesin uses? ATP is the fuel of life. Without ATP, you don't live. ATP is not a storage molecule. When energy is needed by the cell, it is converted from storage molecules into ATP. ATP then serves as a shuttle to take the materials from one cell to another. So, here's the structure of ATP. You can tell why I like this. I'm a chemist. There's the structure over there, an organic molecule. Added a phosphate, and a phosphate, and a phosphate. ATP. Adenosine triphosphate. Tri, right? Three phosphates, triphosphate. Or you could write it like this. Adenosine, and then added three phosphates. This is a molecule. This is something you can buy, ATP. And it's something in your body. Here's another example, chemical structure formula. This right here is a high energy bond, that last phosphate. So here it is in space-filling molecule form. The adenosine on this side over here, the adenosine over here, phosphate, phosphate, phosphate. I'm trying to keep it simple. So even I can understand it. Adenosine triphosphate can break down to form adenosine diphosphate, two phosphates, but here's the key, energy. That is the key, energy. I want to show you the breaking of bonds in isopropyl alcohol, and I'd like to have a volunteer. But if I don't have a volunteer, I'll do it. Oh, good. Safety goggles. All right, first thing we're going to do is make sure I put some isopropyl alcohol in there a couple hours ago. And could we have the lights turned down, please? Thank you. I'm going to pour out the excess. Do you want to pour out the excess? Onto this pan. Very good. And we're going to make sure there's a little bit of this isopropyl alcohol, rubbing alcohol. You have this at home?
I don't know.
You probably do. And we're going to ignite the isopropyl alcohol here just to show them that that's good when they don't know how to use the lighters. Anybody bring a grade card? Okay, that's interesting. That puts out a lot of... We don't have any smoke detectors in there, do we? By the way, a junior high student and teacher was doing something like this several years ago at Southwestern High School and had a very bad accident. You know, I probably should have asked Denny or somebody to get the fire extinguisher just in case. I want the isopropyl alcohol to be totally volatile, spread out in this bottle over here. Okay, now, lights are down, lights are out. Got a little isopropyl alcohol on the mouth here. I'm gonna light this for you. You're gonna bring this over the mouth of that and ignite it. and I'm going to get back. Oh. Best thing to do is to hold it level or down a little bit so it continues to, okay, right over the mouth of it. Thank you. So what do you think? I always have somebody go, cool. I go, no, hot. Okay, so all we had was the combustion of isopropyl alcohol breaking down all the bonds, and I could show you the chemical equation. That's a chemical reaction that we just had. But here's the key. Energy is required to break the initial bonds in IPA, isopropyl alcohol. But once you get it started, But the energy you reap is worth the investment. The same is true of your car. You need energy to get that gasoline going. And by the way, I just must be lazy. God did it. No, I tried every alcohol that was in my lab. Isopropyl alcohol works the best, better than methanol, ethanol, propanol, isobutyl alcohol. Works best of all of them. And I even tried gasoline. I did it behind a shield. I didn't know. It does not explode. It does not do that. It just burns. Why? Gasoline needs to be compressed before it explodes. Gasoline is injected. The cylinder compresses the gas. It explodes. And the cylinder moves. Did you know that? You do now. That will be on the test. So, I combusted about 25 grams of isopropyl alcohol, and that gave off 112 kilocalories. ATP going to ADP puts off 3,630 kilocalories per day. So, stated this way, multiply what you just observed by 32, and that's your output per day of ATP changing to ADP, giving off energy to drive your cells to react to do what the cells need to do. And there's the math in case somebody wanted to know, and I'm a good math student, so I circle my answer for my reference in the future. Just as light does nothing if there's no mechanism to transform it, energy is useless unless it has a mechanism for converting that energy into something that's useful. Are you with me? How does ATP get into your cells? First, you have to consume something that your body needs. Some examples: fruits, veggies, insects. What? Are you kidding me? We've reached the 21st century and they're telling us to eat insects? I guess maybe you're not plugged into the New World Order yet. Meat? Artificial meat? Come on. Bread? Muffins? I brought a couple muffins to demonstrate. Muffins, this gives you energy, right?
Oh, do you know the Muffin Man? The Muffin Man, the Muffin Man. Do you know the Muffin Man who lives on Tree Lane?
I thought the family would enjoy it, but I did check with Jake ahead of time. He goes. So, ATP to ADP. Let's follow the metabolic pathway that each substance must follow to get into your cells. Okay? And here it is. You're kidding me. This is the metabolic pathway of a mammalian liver. It's incredible. I'm sorry, it's incredible. And I've looked at this, and there's a lot of ADP to ATP and ATP to ADP. There's a lot of that going on that diagram right there. Well, every once in a while I run across something like this. Apparently one of our astronauts did that in space. Back to the cell. Here's what we're looking at. We're looking at ATP, the adenosine triphosphate. And by the way, I did not know this until last night. About 10:30, I looked it up on Amazon. You can buy ATP. 20 grams, $33.29. $33. 20 grams. How much ATP does the average human being have? And there's the molecule we're talking about. 20 pounds? 5 pounds? 9 ounces? Less than an ounce. What do you think? Oh, let me move over here and let me show you. By the way, anybody want those muffins? Stop by after class. And I measured out. I did not buy ATP. I went to our cabinet and got this amount of sugar, C11H22O11 sucrose. It's a disaccharide. I just thought I would show you how much ATP. And you learn things as you teach. Got a black background there for you. There's how much ATP the average person has in their body right there. Well, you've probably thrown out 20 pounds, haven't you? Probably don't think that's it. Less than one, it's not less than 1 ounce. It's about 9 ounces. About 9 ounces, 250 grams. Now I learned this. I learned this when I was in high school. How old am I? 52 minus 16. 36 years ago. Last millennium. I learned that the mitochondria was the power plant of the cell. The mitochondria. Even though the average human being only has about 250 grams of ATP, I better get on Amazon and order more because I'm using it up. No, you don't use it up. God is the ultimate recycler. That ATP recycles 1,000 to 1,500 times a day. You think about it, death is recycling. It is. I know it's not nice to think about, but after all, we're talking on the resurrection day, aren't we? So here's the mitochondria in the midst of that cell, that little device right there. And when you see these animations, you see something that looks like that, you go, mitochondria, power plant of the cell. And here's what we think it looks like. Now, we're going to be talking about this spot right here in the mitochondria. Oh, before we do that, improbable events. Probably going to have to go back and go forward. Events more probable than molecules to man evolution. Mm-hmm. And I really like that last tile falling back down in the proper. See, that seems improbable, doesn't it? And I'm not even sure that percentage is even close to what it actually is. ATP synthase makes ATP.
It's been called one of the wonders of the molecular world, an amazing nanoscale machine. ATP synthase is a high-tech micromolecular power generator inside the cells of your body. It generates adenosine triphosphate, or ATP, an energy molecule that provides fuel that every one of your cells needs to function. Without this fuel, your cells will cease operation, and so will you. ATP synthase works like a rotary engine. The barrel-shaped rotator is composed of 10 to 15 protein parts called subunits. The rotator spins around, transmitting mechanical energy into the drive shaft of the machine, which helps make ATP. This drive shaft has a specially placed bump that opens and closes parts as the drive shaft spins around. This bump opens special protein subunits on the bottom of the machine. When the bottom subunits open, a spent energy molecule called adenosine diphosphate, or ADP, enters the machine. The mechanical motion causes the ADP to bind with an additional phosphate group, creating the ATP energy molecule. And the ATP drifts off into the cell, ready to power some biomechanical reaction. The ATP synthase machine has many parts we recognize from human-designed technology. A rotor, a stator, a drive shaft, and other basic components of a rotary engine. The ATP synthase is one of thousands of elegantly designed molecular machines inside your cells that make your life and all known life possible. ATP synthase. An example of intelligent design.
I don't think you would call me a disciple of intelligent design. They generally omit Jesus Christ, the Creator. They just say, a God. I've just discovered 20 more questions that I have about ATP synthase. It's like, you're kidding me. This is beyond my comprehension. How did the imbalance of protons arise? How and where was the ATP synthase made? The actual machine that does this. What is the lifespan of the ATP synthase? How did the ADP get there? Where does the ATP get to where it is needed? Are the ATP synthase the same across the entire animal kingdom? The plant kingdom? See, I'm not a very good creationist because I know God did it. Okay, move on to something else. Well, we have part of the answer on how the ADP gets there. Here's part of the answer.
Known as the workhorses of the cell, Kinesins have... Known as the workhorses of the cell, Kinesins have 2 feet, or globular heads, that literally walk 1 foot over another along the microtubule, pulling their cargo to its destination. Each foot possesses 2 special locations, called binding sites, that interact with other molecules. One site attaches to the microtubule, and the other binds with ATP, the energy molecule of the cell. When 1 foot binds with ATP and uses its energy, the foot flips over, resulting in the walking motion.
So back to my questions. We're told this rotor spins. What powers the rotor? It spins because there's a higher concentration of protons on this side of the membrane than on this side. And one of the principles of science is to go from concentrated to dilute naturally. How's the proton imbalance maintained? At this point, I'm only halfway through the ATP synthase animation, and I still have more questions. Now, this gentleman, Marcelo Gleiser, Dartmouth College, not a Christian, not a creationist. When you hear very famous scientists making pronouncements like, cosmology has explained the whole origin of the universe on the whole, and we don't need God anymore. That's complete nonsense, he added, because we have not explained the origin of the universe at all. Notice this, NPR, National Panhandler Radio, they're not on our side. I look at Psalm 145. I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. Everything has to be there. It can't develop part by part over millions of years. I'm just talking about a few things there. Mitochondria, kinesin, ATP, ADP, ATP, ADP synthase, transport molecules, the instructions to do all that has to be there. Whether you gaze out into the universe and consider the incredible size and the billions upon billions of galaxies. Galaxy, we're told, has billions and billions of stars. It is beyond human comprehension. Or the fantastic intricacy of the cell.
Two types of motor protein, kinesins and dynein, transport cargoes along microtubules. Adapter proteins help to couple the correct cargo with the right motor protein. Kinesin and dynein move in opposite directions. Dynein moves towards the minus end, whereas most kinesins move towards the plus end. Therefore, the orientation of the microtubules helps to direct polarized transport. But many more levels of regulation exist to ensure proper sorting of cargoes. Various modifications of microtubules provide additional cues for motor proteins. Kinesins themselves are regulated by autoinhibition to prevent unnecessary activity. Attachment to a cargo or modifications of the motor protein releases autoinhibition and activates the kinesin. Multiple motor proteins can be attached to the same cargo, causing bidirectional movement. Inactivation or loss of a motor protein will cause the opposing motors to take the lead. Finally, reaching the right destination, the cargo is delivered, and in this case, released at the presynapse.
When I consider the two extremes, the universe, the cell, it causes me to bow in extreme awe of his surpassing greatness and power, and reminds me, I will praise you. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. And my son, I gave him a brief Sunday school lesson this last week, and he says, you know, what we're seeing is just a shadow of reality. So I was in Purdue's FCA a couple weeks ago, and I'm talking about the raising of Lazarus. I have a new appreciation for the raising of Lazarus. Every one of those 50 trillion cells has to be activated. Every one of those kinesins has to be in motion. Every one of the motor molecules has to be going. All of the ADP, ATP needs to be active. That is incredible.
Humbly today.